Romans, chapter 12. I urge you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And don't be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For I say, through the grace that was given me, to every man who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but so to think as to think soberly, according to as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members don't have the same activity, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and severally members one of another. And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Or service, let us give ourselves to service, or he who teaches, to his teaching. Or he who exhorts, to his exhorting, he who gives, let him do it with liberality, he who rules, with diligence, he who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil, stick to that which is good. In love of the brothers be tenderly affectioned one to another, in honor preferring one another. In diligence not slothful, fervent in spirit, serving as slaves to the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Sharing to the necessities of the saints, given to the love for strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Don't set your mind on high things, but condescend to things that are lowly. Don't be wise in your own conceits. Render to no man evil for evil. Take thought for things honorable in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as in you lies, be at peace with all men. Don't avenge yourselves, beloved, but give place to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will recompense," says the Lord. But if your enemy hungers, feed him, if he thirsts, give him to drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Don't be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.